You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, a recently published meta-analysis of literature explores the roaming distance of feral cats. One of the authors, Kathy Nottingham, joined me to discuss the state of knowledge in the field. I started by asking her what the field's knowledge looked like prior to her most recent paper being published.
So there's been quite a number of studies done on cats. So it was on home range sizes all over the place. And my research was looking at bringing those studies together and looking if there's any patterns in that. So if there were anything that was driving home range sizes, and specifically around habitat variability and land use, as well as if there were differences between males and females, or if competitors to feral cats were having an influence on home range size as well.
Right, and what is the state of knowledge now that your research has been completed?
What I found was that there was a high level of variability in home range sizes between studies. So in studies that were found that had been done in urban areas, there was home ranges of like 9 hectares, whereas in more arid environments, there were the home ranges were about 3,000 hectares. And I also found that males had larger home ranges than females. So it was a meta-analysis. So I searched for all the literature and then carried out a meta-analysis to bring all the results together. But yeah, you know, it has problems because, you know, every study does things slightly differently. Like they collect the data in different ways, whether they use GPS collars or VHS collars or the methods they use to estimate the home ranges, which, you know, adds adds more variability to the data, I guess. But yeah, now used R to do the meta-analysis.
You touched briefly on the kind of factors that affect different roaming patterns. You said there were sex differences. What kind of things are at play there?
Males tend to go further, and this is put down to generally like they're out there looking for mates, whereas females are more mediated by their need for food and shelter, and then they're obviously going a bit less, be travelling less distance when they've got young to look after as well, whereas males are going to be out there looking for more females.
And what do you think this means for Aotearoa's goal of being predator-free by 2050 if they have such an ability to cover a lot of ground?
New Zealanders' predator-free goals don't specifically include feral cats, although feral cats do a huge amount of damage and probably should be taken into account if you're going to, you know, if you're going to the effort of removing these other species that are, you know, for biodiversity reasons, and leaving, you know, such a big predator that not only eats a bunch of things but also passes on disease to animals. But if you are looking at managing feral cat populations, then it can help. Having an understanding of home range sizes and the amount of area that they can cover can help give you some idea of distancing to spacing management devices, so either traps right. or baiting stations. So if they're covering a bigger area, obviously you can spread them out because cats are going to be, you know, roaming further, so they're more likely to encounter a device, even if they're a bit further apart. Whereas if they're covering smaller areas, you'll need to put traps closer together.
Is there anything that I haven't touched on that you think people should know about your research?
I guess it's kind of part, it's the first part of my PhD research, mm-hmm. Which the second part is looking, I actually managed to put some GPS devices on cats. I was specifically interested in agricultural ecosystems and how landscape connectivity, or how the patches of like bush and forest on the in the farms and how they're arranged can affect feral cat movement. So a couple of years ago I put some GPS devices on cats and tracked them on farms, and I'm just finishing up writing that up at the moment. And I found from that that cats were selecting forest areas, and most of the cats avoided pasture areas. Another part of my research was looking at diet of feral cats on farms and how landscape could potentially be influencing that. So if you had more bush on the farm, then are they eating more birds?
That was me speaking with PhD candidate Kathy Nottingham from the University of Auckland about a recent paper on the roaming distance of feral cats.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.